are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're all ready into the second hour. Wide open phones. We talked about the USS Liberty. Now, Captain Ward Boston, who was in the White House, has gone public with the fact that LBJ ordered him with the admirals to cover up what really happened to the USS Liberty back in 1967 on June 8th, where the Israelis with torpedo boats and fighter aircraft bombed it, strafed it, attacked basically at point-blank range with their gunboats, the men in the water in their lifeboats, which is a war crime. And now you've got the former Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, you've got admirals, you've got captains saying, yeah, it was a big cover-up, and it's coming out. The news will report all of this, except for what the survivors have said as well, that the White House was behind this to blame it on Egypt. Again, another example of government-sponsored terror. A bunch of other key news is coming up, but right now let's go to calls. Let's talk to Alan in Texas. Alan, you're on the air. Good to talk to you, Alan.
Dr. John Breeding here in Austin, who you've had on your show before, who authored and had passed legislation in Texas regarding the drugging of our children. Now in Texas it is illegal for a teacher to suggest drugging, to recommend drugging to parents or doctors, send children to counseling.
Because they're not medical doctors.
That's right.
They can't practice medicine, and he wrote the book, The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses.
That's right.
About how they're targeting children with leadership qualities, male and female, but predominantly male, and that Ritalin shrinks the brain, causes heart palpitations, mental illness, then hormone deficiencies, then Ritalin and Prozac, or the dosages are increased of these drugs.
I asked John to call you today, but he's down with the flu, and so I'm sort of carrying the torch for him. He said you probably won't need to read the rest of that article. It's marshmallow-coated and does not point the finger at the problem, which
okay,
is,
for those that didn't hear the first 5 minutes of the show, tell them what I talked about.
Well, Newsweek, or a major article that talked about drugging, front cover article about drugging of our kids in the schools, and all it really highlighted were some of the parental issues, everything on the user side. It has nothing to do with the source of this humongous problem, which is the use of our children as a product. Our children are a product for the drug industry, and they are experimenting on our children. Every child that they see is a dollar sign. They put millions upon millions upon millions of dollars into filtering the media, controlling legislation, lobbying our legislators to control this obscene use of our children.
And this is right out of Brave New World. How could that be, written in the 30s? Because Huxley's brother was the first UN Secretary General of UNESCO. This has been a long-term plan.
Yeah, so I would like to redirect ourselves here to some solution. Now, John's website, wildestcults.com, has a lot of information, plus his books on the drugging of our children. He is our main warrior, our fighter on the front. He has put his life and his money to the bone into fighting these monstrous industries.
Well, for those that don't know, it's a Time magazine article. They had one a few years ago, The Shame of Foster Care. Then they see how good it is. This one is, are we giving kids too many drugs? A medicated generation is growing up with quick fixes for mood and behavior. Here are the benefits and the risk. And from what I've read, I've read the whole article, it's how wonderful the drugs are. It's a big propaganda piece.
Well, at the last fundraiser I was at for John's cause, there were not that kind of talk. We had the parents of children who had suicided on the drugs and talking in tears.
Well, that's now admitted. I mean, methamphetamine causes suicide. LSD causes suicide, and that's basically what these drugs are.
Yeah, so I would suggest that our listeners find the legislation on John's site, clone that to your own state, send that to your legislators, let them know that this has been looked at in detail and has been won in the
Well, look, when I was in high school, I had the school nurse pushing on me when I had the flu. I had school teachers pushing. they're told to peddle this trash. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this second hour of global transmission. Got Paul Joseph Watson to talk about a bunch of key New World Order issues coming up into the next hour. Let's go right back to the calls before I jump into more news here. Let's talk to Steve in Oklahoma. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I want to thank you for having your show. I'm a first-time caller, but I recorded some of your radio programs when I was in Amarillo, Texas, and I just want to thank God for you and let you know that because of you, I'm aware now, and I'm figuring out how to new ways on how to fight the New World Order, and as you put it, to rust up the iron fist of tyranny and oppression. And I just wanted to add some comments that, well, the Iraq war scene and this weapons of mass destruction, I found out from a Sierra Club book that I was reading that, you know, they're the number one producer and maker of weapons of mass destruction. And since they've blacked out the freedom of press, that anything that they show is it can't be proven, because it could be orchestrated. They could plant fake evidence, fake weapons of mass destruction, just like police can.
Well, the globalists are the biggest sellers of chemical, biological, radiological, conventional weapon systems. They'll arm both sides, have both countries go into debt to the big central banks. This is an old, tried and trusted system. And we know that they manufactured a fake weapons dossier. We know they lied about the Niger document. We know they lied about the mobile weapons trucks. We know they lied about the mass graves. We know they lied about a bunch of chemical weapons finds.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are sites all over Iraq that are admitted to be there, but they can't show you those on the news because it's U.S.-made weapons right beside the Russian-made weapons. And the point here is that the whole world is armed to the teeth now, and the globalists are busy arming Pakistan. They're busy building reactors in North Korea, giving missile systems to China, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush. It's the same policy of order out of chaos creating this arms race, this escalation.
I understand. Mr. Alex, before I go, I'd like to make one comment, and then if I can get information on your films, I'd like to do that. And the closing comment before I go is that I think that for those that believe in God, that I think God is going to be with you and with people that fight this New World Order because, well, it was tried once before with the Tower of Babel, and if God wanted us to all have a one world, then he would let the Tower of Babel go on.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Yeah, can I get information on the films so that I'll know how to order them, please?
Sure. What info do you want?
Info on all the films. If you send a catalog, which you did earlier, what I do is I photocopy them and I send them everywhere I can, and then as soon as I can, I'll start showing these films and making copies of them and giving them to everywhere I go because I'm in trucking.
Sure. I mean, we'll send you a order form or a brochure, I guess you call it a little catalog, with a brief description of each video or book we carry. What particular information do you want?
All of them. Also, Mr. Jones, one of the founding fathers of America, the Patriot, I don't know if it was Thomas Jefferson or Patrick Henry, but one of them said that occasionally the blood of tyrants and patriots has to mingle in order for the tree of liberty to grow.
Now that was Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, sir. And I think that if there's not enough, if there are too many tyrants, and there's not enough people are willing to give their blood and or help where it counts, like you have, then we get what we deserve.
Well, that's what George Washington said. He said that evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Edmund Burke also. All it takes for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
In fact, that was his quote. I was paraphrasing George Washington's.
Yes,
George Washington said,
I understand. I read the reference also. He said the similar.
Yeah, George Washington said that all that evil men entirely to flourish is that good men do nothing. That was his quote.
Well, Mr. Jones, the military-industrial complex is really, it's not only killing us, it's killing the whole world. I mean, it's crazy. And they would rather kill everybody than give up control.
Well,
peace
that's
on earth or the earth in pieces, right?
Well, that's what control freaks always want throughout history. That's what most governments have done. And then today the media says, oh, anybody that says watch the government or anybody that says restrain unlimited power, that's crazy. No, it's crazy to say that we shouldn't keep an eye on the government. It's crazy not to expose their corruption.
Yes.
It's crazy to give them unlimited control over our lives.
Bravo, Mr. Jones. I hope that... Well, if there's a breakaway republic in America that's coming soon, which I think is going to have to happen, that I think that you'll be the new father. And I recommend the Colony Wars, and we'll be the League of Free Worlds.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. No, I wouldn't even want to be in any type of second U.S. government. I mean, I want our old government back. I want to go forward with our constitutional republic. I'm a restorationist. Not a revolutionary. I want our republic back. I want to kick the revolutionaries, the corporate criminals, the organized crime syndicates and their PR arms out of this country. And the military-industrial complex owns the dominant media. They own Big Pharma. They own the folks that put the poison in the vaccine. They put the fluoride in the water. They're the people that are selling all the weapons. They're the people that fund and finance the terrorists. So they have the crisis, the pretext. That's who we face, the slave masters. Thanks, Steve, for the call. Let's talk to Tony in Colorado. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Tony, you're still there? Are you gone?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for everything you do. I'll ask a question and I'll listen to the response on the radio. I was wondering if you can shed light on the usage on your signature of Without Prejudice UCC 1207.4, which talks about common law as opposed to admiralty law, and something having to do with the yellow fringe around our flags in the courtrooms.
Well, you're talking about all the symbolism of the military-industrial complex of the admiralty law. When the British law said that the common law didn't count if you were a captain at sea because you were judge, jury, and executioner. And, you know, I remember 10 years ago hearing the Patriots say, well, they're using admiralty law in this land-grabbing, gun-grabbing, all these different forms of oppression. And then now I've seen federal court rulings where they are taking people's land, where they are taking over people's liberties and freedoms, where they do cite admiralty jurisdiction. That's really what the Patriot Act does, is make us all criminals, all enemies of the state, all enemy combatants, and then say that we don't fall into the Constitution. So they create a new fraudulent jurisdiction. And by going through your UCC code, and this is what their law says, though they don't even follow it, you know, it's like going to somebody with a gun to your head and saying, well, you're violating the law. They don't care. But by saying that you signed something in duress or that you reserve all your rights, that does in some cases at least allow you to bring that argument up in court. But again, you're dealing with criminals who don't even follow their own laws. They have all that UCC and admiralty law, or what they call administrative law now. They have all those back doors for themselves, for their own corporations. They have all these back doors not to pay income taxes legally and lawfully. But that's only for them. See, it's selectively enforced. When you try to do it, they come after you. So that's what I'll say on that subject. And it's a whole complex area of law. You could study it for 10 years and not understand all of it, but it is real. Problem is, there's a lot of quacks out there teaching it, or, oh, come sign up with me, I got a trust for you. You just better be careful, folks, because just because the government's bad, just because somebody says they're fighting the government doesn't mean they're good. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Colorado. George, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Or Canada, go ahead.
In Canada. I wanted to bring up a point, too. You talk about guns pointing at children by the police. In the great land of the beaver up here, that happens, too. There was a horrible incident this summer in Ontario in cottage country where a gentleman was out hunting. He was near a schoolyard. Some kids came to play in the schoolyard, so he packed up his toys and he started to go home. And then, of course, somebody saw him with a rifle, phoned him in as some type of sniper. And the police take him down with extreme prejudice at his home nearby. He was strip searched in the street, body cavity search, left naked for all his neighbors to see. When his wife and child, the child's 3 years old, recovering from transplant surgery, when that child came home, like they have to have regular medication every couple hours to support this transplant surgery, the police used that as a bargaining chip to get consent from this chap so they could go inside and search his home for weapons. So they just said, well, we're going to let your child stay here in the street and die.
Austin and Travis County has all these areas, you know, 100 acres here, 20 acres there. I talk to people all the time who were out, you know, 50 acres from houses shooting shotguns. And all these little weirdos who never touched a gun panic, call the police, and they call the SWAT teams out. And the SWAT teams will walk up to people in bird hunting outfits, get them down on the ground, confiscate their rifles, their shotguns on their own property. And again, this is the demonization of guns. You say the word gun in school, they will come SWAT team you. You draw a picture of the gun, they'll call in psychiatrists, CPS, and all over the country, the police shoot children in drills, not just raids. And now we've got this case with the state police up in Goose Creek investigating us, coming in. They thought there might be some marijuana, so they'll just point guns at people's heads and make them all lay down in the hallways. It's just training us how to be slaves.
Well, I wrote every MP in Canada about this issue, Alex. 301 of them. I got one response back from one chap out in Western Canada who said that's not a good thing and he's going to look into it and monitor the situation. Those aren't very good odds for our elected representatives out here. Most of them just couldn't give a damn. And
any chance
thing
to stop us, any chance to boss us, any chance to get in our face and let us know we're little people?
Well, if you can push long enough and hard enough, but then the bottom line is, sooner or later, the people have to stand up and say, we're fed up with this stuff, and then you get the Baghdads and the Mogadishus. But I'd hope, think that maybe they turn on a light inside their skull and say, maybe there's a better way.
Well, you know, the people in Canada are openly saying we're not turning our guns in, aren't they?
By and large, there's many people up here because we know what they want them for now, Alex. And it's gun control is a big love-in, but, you know, was it very recently? There was the anniversary of Kristallnacht.
Tell you what, yesterday? Stay there. I'll let you talk some more. I want to hear from you, George, and we'll go to Wes and others. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
George's comments from Canada. Finish those up, and we'll talk to Wes in Texas in this segment. I'm going to come back in the next segment and just shotgun through a bunch of important news we haven't gotten to yet. Then we'll take your calls once again. Then we have a guest coming on. George in Canada, you were talking about Kristallnacht, where the Nazis went after their own people. How does that tie in with gun control in Canada?
Well, Alex, it's a good thing to share information with your listeners because some people may take this onto mainstream radio, but one of the biggest gun control debates I ever won was in a local radio station up here, and I used Kristallnacht. And how I used it was I read the New York Times articles about the gun seizures before it happened, and a couple of few days preceding this event, the Berlin police rounded up so many hundreds of handguns, so many thousands of rifles, and so many tens of thousands of information ammunition. And I asked the show host, like I just said it like I was reading it out of the paper today. I said, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? And he agreed with me. And he goes, yeah, it's about time that, you know, some governments finally got onto the gun control bandwagon and actually did something. And I said, oh, but I'm not talking about today, sir. This is 1933, 3 days before Kristallnacht. And then we all know what happened then, don't we? And he just fell down in flames. So by knowing our history and by knowing how to apply it properly, we can lure these people easily into a verbal ambush and just make them look like fools. When you had one of your school shootings a few years back, there was also another big international news story. It was about 50-something children burning alive in Kenya in a school fire. Never made the news in most of the industrialized world. And I used that one, too. And I said, why was that not important? One kid got shot in the United States in a schoolyard. It was worldwide global news. 50-something young girls burned alive in Kenya, and it was only on the BBC World Service, and it was just lucky for me I listened to it that day. I said, why wasn't
listen,
that covered?
Listen, there are stabbings every day where people are stabbed up in schools. Never makes it out of the local news.
Well, what happened, Alex, is I just said, I just asked the guy, I said, you're a professional radio man, I'm just a radio junkie. Just tell me why this happened. So is it because they're poor? Is it because they were black? Or is it because they weren't shot? And, you know, he just didn't know what to say. And all the minorities in southern Ontario wanted to burn the radio station to the ground with him in it. And I just lambasted them for not having a proper balance on their show. They had to eat humble pie, something fierce, for weeks on end from the amount of overwhelming response that came in to deal with these people. And it's easy to fight back with them with the truth and the knowledge. And with your website and other websites and, you know, news junkies like myself and your listeners, you get that information twisted around, turn it on them. You can win the propaganda war, the info war, very, very easily. Just know you can do it and never give up.
Well, that's my point on the drug war. Ritalin and Prozac and all these other drugs have horrible side effects. It's admitted, but then they're raiding schools at gunpoint because somebody might have some marijuana.
Exactly. I've had a wife who was on the Prozac. The things I've seen, the aberrations that I've seen in her behavior. One of the other bizarre little effects, pilots aren't allowed to take it because it affects your fine motor skills and your memory. And she had all kinds of car accidents and backing over things, and you're not even remembering that they even happened. And
classed as a hallucinogenic psychotropic. It puts you in a mesmerized, sleepwalking state. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. And so somebody will just get a gun and go, I'm depressed. Bam! Blow their head right off, not even knowing what they did. It turns you into a psychopath. Let's go ahead and doesn't turn everybody into one, but it turns a lot of people into it. Let's go ahead and talk to Wes in Texas. Or is it Tennessee? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
It's Tennessee. Alex, with your permission, there's three quick subjects that I want to just bang out here real quickly, one after another. Drugs, USS Liberty, and Hamas. The first one is drugs. If you'd refer your listeners to the November 3rd issue of Time magazine, the cover says, are we giving kids too many drugs? There's a quote on the inside by a doctor from the U.S. University of California, San Francisco Psychiatric Institute. Our usage exceeds our knowledge base. We're learning what these drugs are to be used for, but let's face it, we're experimenting on these kids. So thumbs up on Time magazine for a change. That's a switch. I'll believe that the Jews control Hamas, but I believe the Saudis can control the Arabs that just blew up a bunch of their own people. And as far as the USS Liberty, when you've got Moshe Dayan, admittedly one of the world's foremost military leaders, in a country that kicked the hell out of all the Arab nations in 6 days, why would they need to drag the U.S. into the war? I mean, what was the purpose of going after the Liberty and making it seem like it was the Egyptians if they were already just kicking the living daylights out of them?
More calls, but look, I'll answer when we get back. But what we're saying about the Liberty isn't our opinion. The Israeli pilots have said it. Those involved at the White House running it have said it. The admirals have said it. The documents have stated it. The Northwoods plan calls for it. And they didn't just want to fight the Arabs. They wanted to go into Egypt. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have been on Collagen 8 for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagen 8 from Vim & Vigor.
I heard about Collagen 8 through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on Collagen 8. I have been on Collagen 8 for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim & Vigor's Collagen 8. Why don't you see what Collagen 8 can do for you? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagen 8. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Okay, in Paul Joseph Watson's book, maybe we should talk about this, he has the Haaretz articles, he has, you know, the excerpts of the Jerusalem Post, the excerpts of United Press International. In 1973, Israel went in with the money and founded Hamas. Now, this isn't Alex Jones, this isn't Paul Watson saying this, it isn't the Keebler Elves. This is Israel admitting it. Now, they've caught a bunch. This came out in 2001. These so-called Al-Qaeda cells were groups of young Palestinians that the Israelis had hired to go around carrying out bombings and shootings. This is on the record, folks. And again, we're not just bashing Israel here. The U.S. government does it. The German government does it. The British government does it. The Russian government does it. The Nazi government did it. It's admitted that's how the Nazis, while we were talking about them last segment, to go into Poland. They didn't just attack Poland. No, Hitler just decided to attack Poland with Stalin. No, they had over a dozen men at a radio station a radio relay station right up on the border with Poland. They sent in SS officers. They machine gunned all of them, killed them, burned down the radio center, the radio shack, and then said, Poland has attacked us. The Blitzkrieg will stand up for our valiant men who were brutally sneak attacked by the cowardly Poles. I mean, folks, I've even seen the old German newsreels on this. That's even come out on the History Channel. And so, Wesley, it's on the record that Israel is behind a lot of these terror groups, again, to keep the war going, keep the bombings going, and some of them are real terrorists doing stuff, but to keep this going, that's how they get all the money from the U.S., that's how they keep the pretext to keep kicking people out of the settlements and expanding their own settlements. The Northwoods plan, sir, calls for blowing up a ship and blaming it on the communist, whoever. And that's what they did with LBJ. And you say, why would LBJ blow up his own ship, use the Israelis as a proxy? Israel's own pilots have admitted this. We have people at the highest levels of the Pentagon in the White House saying this now, Wesley. You may have missed me covering that. But this is on the record, sir. Comments or why you disagree?
Any effect at all? None. I mean, I accept everything you said as the gospel truth. There are just two questions I've got. If during the Six-Day War the Jewish forces, the Israeli forces under Moshe Dayan, had virtually destroyed the Egyptian Air Force on the ground before these guys even got their planes airborne, I don't know that after they kicked the butts of the entire Arab world in 6 days, why they would need our help with Egypt. They ran them right off the Sinai Peninsula.
Let me boil this down, and can you boost his audio for me? Thanks. Let me try to boil this down. I've talked on the air with guests, but it's admitted fact as well, it's just part of the public record, that billions and billions of dollars of weapons for the last three or four wars Israel has had are shipped there, are flown there by aircraft in an emergency situation. Okay?
Okay.
The U.S. government was advising the Israelis, giving them intel. The Israeli aircraft sprayed LSD out on their enemies to incapacitate them, and it worked. And Israel did have a good military, does have a great military, could have taken over and occupied all those Arab countries, but they wouldn't have had the international support, and the American people wouldn't have supported it. But if a ship could have been sunk and then all aboard killed, which they were trying to do, shooting up the life rafts, then they would have had that pretext. And please, don't believe everything I say. Please don't believe me at face value. I'm glad you asked these questions, and I hope you'll check out what I've said, and I hope you'll listen to us when we have these guests.
Oh, sure. No, listen, I'll tell you, Alex, that makes perfect sense, and thank you for pointing that out. That was just an angle I hadn't thought of.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm tying it in. Northwoods, everything in Northwoods has been done.
Sure.
Bombings and sniper attacks and killing U.S. troops and hijacking jets by remote control and blowing up ships. This has all been done. They're doing it.
Can I ask you just one last quick question about Hamas?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, on the surface, that makes what you said makes sense. It really does. I mean, I can see the propaganda value in doing something like this.
Israelis have come forward.
The only question I might have is this: with such a small population, it would seem that it'd be pretty risky on the part of the Jews to be killing their own people. I mean, there's what, less than 5 million, I think, isn't there, in the country?
Yeah, and there's about what, 18 million worldwide. Look, there's plenty of Jewish folks from the U.S., Russia, Europe, all of Latin America. And that's another reason that some of the Zionists who hate the Jewish people, and this is according to the rabbis, folks, and the New York Orthodox Jews and many others, they will pay governments to carry out pogroms to force them out. In fact, Hitler was kind of seen as a big pogrom. These are actual documents by the Zionists who actually helped fund him early on. Because number one, they were going after Stalin, who wasn't playing ball. They wanted to use Hitler to threaten him. Then both of them got out of control for him. We're talking about that in the next hour. And so they use oppressors, whether it's Hamas or other terrorists, to attack their people to keep them in line under their control, just like our government does that. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. Hitler did it, killing their own radio operators to blame it on Poland. And so there's only been, what, I don't know how many thousands of Jews that have died. It is, you know, it's horrible to the families who lose family, but it's not horrible for the government.
Okay. Well, listen, I really appreciate your taking the time to explain it. You know, I agree with you on everything. I was just sort of playing the devil's advocate.
Well, I hope you don't agree with me on everything, because I make mistakes and I'm not perfect.
Don't forget that November 3rd issue of Time. I'd like people to check that out. It's at least got a little bit of balanced reporting in it. It's not a badly written article at all.
November. Well, like I said, I only read about, I don't know, a third of it, half of it this morning. I've got it here in front of me, but thanks for the call. It's
sure.
Time Magazine. Aren't we giving kids too many drugs? And, you know, the drugs are good for the kids, but maybe we're giving too many the drugs. They're doing that because there's a giant backlash against all of this, and they're trying to make you think they're balanced. That's what I get from the article, but you say you've read the whole thing, so you probably know more than I do. I just didn't have time to read the whole thing or read part of it, and it seemed like propaganda to me. Boy, there is so much here. Let's launch into it. Then we'll go to Richard in Florida and others, and we got Paul Watson coming on the show a little bit later. GOP prepares for filibuster war. Senators threatened to use last resort to clear judicial nominees in a year when congressional Republicans have piled up a string of victories on issues from tax cuts to the war in Iraq. Democrats can point to one enduring triumph, a hard-nosed filibuster against four President Bush's judicial nominees. Now, I want to stop right there. The neocons on talk radio talk about this all day long, about how important it is. We know the Democrats are bad. We know that they're the Communist Party USA. We know they're for big government, gun control, abortion on demand, UNESCO, all of it. But 7 of the 10 members of the Supreme Court, the majority of the members on the Supreme Court, were appointed by Republicans. And I've looked at some of the new nominees they've got. They may have an R before their name, but that's it. They're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, your conservative homosexual porno master, who's for open borders, abortion, gun control, involved with Enron, and then saying he's against it. And so it's a red herring. This abortion ban, partial birth abortion ban. A few of the conservative newspapers have admitted that, they can't kill the baby out on the table now. They can just kill it in the birth canal. It isn't a ban on late-term abortion. It isn't a ban on partial birth abortion. It is a formality. When late-term abortion period should be banned, abortion period should be banned. But again, they've got the legislative, the executive, the judicial, the Republicans do, the neocons do, so they've got to act like they're doing something. You know, Bush will raise a bunch of different taxes, raid Social Security funds, and then lower taxes with a moderate tax cut, which we're glad is there, because he has to. They've got to do something. It's like rat poison. It's got to be partially good food. But the poison kills the rat, kills the mouse. So that's what's happening there. At least 2 killed in Riyadh bombing, possible suicide car blast, wounds dozens at Saudi housing complex. The article goes on, a powerful bomb exploded late Saturday in a housing compound in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, killing at least 2 people and injuring as many as 86, according to U.S. and Saudi authorities. The bombing came one day after the United States closed its embassy and 2 consulates in the oil-rich kingdom because of intelligence indicating the terrorists plotting attacks were moving from planning to the operational phase. An Interior Minister official told the Associated Press early today that the attack at the Muhunya compound, an area near Riyadh's diplomatic quarter that houses mostly Arab and Western foreigners, was a suicide car bombing. The official said he thought it was carried out by an al-Qaeda because of similarities to the May 12th attack in the capital that killed 35 people. Again, you had another question, Wesley. You were asking, why would Saudi Arabia do this? I didn't say Saudi Arabia did this. When a couple months ago they were going to release the 27, 28 pages of documents showing Saudi banks funding al-Qaeda, Saudi said, go ahead and release that. If you do, we're going to release that we're owned by four Western banks and that the British are carrying out these attacks to destabilize our country, bring down the House of Saudi, to have a radical Muslim group take over so they have an excuse to use their troops that are here to set up their own pro-Western system and take all our oil. Which is exactly what I'd said they were doing from all the evidence I have. Saudi Arabia is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Bank of England. I mean, they pulled up in, you know, 1918, gave a box of machine guns and hand grenades to the little tribe of Saudis and said, you'll be the bosses. How's that sound? They created Kuwait. They did it all. These Arabs get about 8 to 10% of the actual money. They're nothing. The British are good at not showing their wealth. That's why they're in power. They're puppets. It's like all the other puppet dictatorships the British have run throughout history. Continuing with the news, Verichip Corporation records first sales of subdermal RFID Verichip products to countries in Europe. Distributor for Switzerland and Russia submits internal purchase order for 400 Verichips and 34 handheld scanners and agrees to buy a total of 1,000 Verichips and 100 scanners in 2003, 5-year minimum of 51,000 microchips and 2,600 scanners required to maintain exclusivity. And again, Mexico, our government, they're all doing it. Bureau of Prisons in California was going to do it till they got caught by Reuters. They didn't cancel that. And my cousin, high-level Special Forces guy, he will tell you, he obviously heard about me talking, though. He didn't want to tell me much this weekend at the funeral, my grandmother. But they have all been told they're getting microchips, folks. See how weird stuff's gotten? They were going to renew the ban on internet taxes for another 5 years. Looks like that's on hold. They may go ahead and start internet taxes at the state level, federally administered. Pipe bombs found in California's town mailboxes, Associated Press. At least eight people have found pipe bombs. Eight pipe bombs have been found over the past week and a half in mailboxes and near homes in the rural community about 30 miles northeast of San Francisco. Five of the homemade devices exploded. While no one was injured and the bombs did not appear to be rigged to go off when a mailbox was opened, Solano County Sheriff Gary Stanton described the incidents as domestic terrorism. Well, folks, I would guess the MO on this is a zit-faced kid who is a big fan of Fight Club. It was a listener a couple years ago during the pipe bombs. Remember during the anthrax attack, they had another diversion? The pipe bombs, and one of our listeners said, looks like a smiley face. And another listener said, that movie Fight Club on this show, within a day it was in the news, Fight Club. The young man had watched Fight Club where they bombed the shape of smiley faces in high-rises. That didn't stop the feds from saying they were sure it was, quote, the black helicopter conspiracy people. U.S. warns of increased Iraq attacks. Reuters, Iraq's U.S. Governor Paul Bremer warns guerrillas will step up attacks to stop reconstruction efforts and says several hundred foreign militants have entered the country. Bremer vowed in an interview with the Times newspaper, U.S.-led forces would not be driven out of Iraq by the militants because the price of failure was too high for the country itself and the Middle East. We are going to have increased attacks and increased terrorism because the terrorists can see the reconstruction dynamic is moving in our direction, said Bremer, adding that foreign fighters were from Sudan, Syria, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia. It will be more of a problem in the months ahead unless the intelligence gets better, he said, preparing you for an escalation into this light at the end of the tunnel Vietnam situation. And you need to understand something, folks. You need to understand that the globalists know what they're doing, and they've ordered our troops to bulldoze the fruit trees, to abuse the people, to not restore power and water, and to oppress them, and this is by design, so we can be run out of the country, and the UN can come in as the savior, and look at them admitting that Paul Bremer is, quote, the governor. Talk about a global empire. We now have British-style governors. Articles out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Toronto Star, Associated Press, Talk of draft grows despite denials by White House. United States' uneven record in Iraq has kindled a small but persistent push to reinstate the military draft. They're already passing subsections of it. A politically charged idea that hasn't been seriously considered since the end of the Vietnam War. Yet, despite denials from the White House, the draft is under consideration. And despite the obvious political fallout of such a move during an election campaign, talk of a draft has heated up in recent days. Asked this week if the president is considering reinstating the draft, Press Secretary Scott McLennan gave a quick and emphatic no, he said, moving to the next question. Military observers said some members of Congress say that the notion of a possible military draft is gaining traction, in part because of questions from Democrats in Congress about the conduct of the Iraq reconstruction, from retired military officers who are worried about the forces too small to accomplish such a big and difficult job, and because the administration itself. The Defense Department fueled the debate this week when it placed a notice on its website asking for men and women in the community who might be willing to serve as members of a local draft board. That's a quote. The White House is now engaging in quiet rumblings that they may reinstate the draft after the election. And the Democrats are for it. You watch, it's going to be bipartisan. They're going to blow up another high-rise. God forbid, release smallpox or something, but that's in the cards. And then that draft will be instantly in place. And it's for women, it's for professionals, it's for almost all of us, and a lot of it will be serving here domestically.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
About to go to Richard in Florida and others, and a bunch of other news in the third hour with Paul Watson. I'll throw out these stories, get his take on it, and your calls. Before we go to Richard, I've made 10 documentary films. The 10th film is Matrix of Evil. It's a little bit different than the other films. It's a compilation of interviews and speeches of Congressman Ron Paul, myself, Congresswoman McKinney, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, the Austin City Council throwing out the Patriot Act, my speech there, a lot of little news clips and documents backing up our claims in the film, Ron Paul admitting the globalists are engineering world depression, Ron Paul admitting that those that believe in global government are in the Congresses and are running things. It's an amazing new film, Matrix of Evil, great tool to wake people up. Been shipping these babies out now for about a week or so. You need to get Matrix of Evil. You're also authorized when you purchase it to make copies of it for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to give it to your leaders in your area, friends and family, opinion makers. Get the videos, make copies, spread the word. You are the power. We make the films. If you get the films, make copies, give them out to people. Thousands of films turn into millions of films. Air them on Access TV. Get them out there to the public. Show them to your college students. Show them to your high school students. Show them to your pastor. Show them to your Sunday school. I know that tens of thousands of you have done this, and I want to commend you. You've had a huge effect. Cynthia McKinney talks about how Road to Tyranny woke her up in the film. Here's the toll-free number to get Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number is 1-888-253-3139, or just go to our websites at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. Let's talk to Richard in Florida. Richard, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Alex, isn't there a law that goes something like this, that the federal government can only pass laws in the D.C. area? You know what I'm talking about?
If you're talking about the incorporated United States of America, not the United States. This is how they do it. It's like the United Nations is an incorporated body that claims its sovereignty, and it's up to us to say no to its edicts. But yes, under the 14th Amendment, under laws along those lines, we become corporate fiction citizens under this administrative law or admiralty.
Okay, that's in the 14th Amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just started my tenure as a grand juror. What do you recommend?
Are you a state grand jury?
No, federal.
Oh, wow. A lot of power there. We ought to have you on with Red Beckman then, grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association. Well, if the federal prosecutors are going to try to make you think that you're a rubber stamp from them, that you follow orders, in truth, you're supposed to call witnesses, you're supposed to control the proceedings, and you're supposed to decide what is to go on. We've got the ballot box, the cartridge box, the jury box. The grand jury box is arguably the most powerful box or area of voting we have. And if I was you, I'd get one of those little citizen rule books for 55 cents the network sells at cost. I think if you buy one, it's a dollar. And that'll basically sum up what a fully informed juror, grand juror, does.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I need to get your number, Richard. I need to get you in touch with Red Beckman.
Oh, sure. Do I give it to you off the air or what?
Yeah. Sure. What type of experiences have you had to being a federal grand juror? Did you just get into it?
Well, I don't want to. I cannot talk about specifics, right? I can talk in generalities, right?
Yes.
But honestly, some of those cases are hot potatoes, if you ask me.
By hot potato, you mean it's questionable?
Well,
I tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Richard. Third hour is coming up. We'll talk to Richard more than talk to Watson.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.